إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه أما بعد. Indeed, our praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised, and we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah azza wa jal chooses to misguide, then no one can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah azza wa jal alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Ayyuhal mu'minun, ibadallah. O believers, servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Inna lillahi Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ibadan sharrafahum Allah Ta'ala bi husn al-ubudiyyah. Verily Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has servants. He has slaves whom He has honored Tabaraka wa Ta'ala due to their dutiful servitude and due to their righteous deeds and their acts of devotion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as the slaves of Allah. Tashrifan lahum, honoring them and clarifying their great reward and station with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya ma'ashir al-mu'mineen, O believers, wa dhalika fi ayatin azima, fi awakhiri surat al-furqan. We find this in a number of magnificent verses towards the end of surat al-furqan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He starts these verses with His saying, wa ibad ar-Rahman, and the righteous servants of the Most Merciful. And when we hear this, brothers and sisters, it is upon each and every one of us to reflect over these verses and to contemplate on these qualities that Allah mentions. To analyze ourselves. To scrutinize our actions. If we are falling short and we are negligent, then we need to rectify this before death. Ayyuha al-mu'minun. وأول نعوت هؤلاء في هذا السياق المبارك أن وصفهم الله تبارك وتعالى بالسكينة والتواضع. The first of these excellent qualities that Allah Azza wa Jal describes these righteous servants with is that they have humility. Humility, calmness, tranquility. And they walk upon the earth like this. Brothers and sisters, these are the happiest of the people in this life and the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, wa ibadur rahmani alladhina yamshuna 'ala al-ardi hawna. The servants of Allah are those who walk upon the earth with humility. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمَ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when the ignorant people, the foolish people, try and address them, they respond with calm words. And the opposite to that is what? Those who walk upon the earth with arrogance and haughtiness. And you will find those who are like that are the most miserable of the people. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Likewise, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned from the qualities of these righteous servants is what? وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. They are those who spend the night before their Lord in prostration and in standing. They spend their night praying, the night prayer, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this ummah. Opposite to that, brothers and sisters, are those who spend their nights in the disobedience of Allah. They want to nightclub, they want to party, they want to hang out when they should be praying or sleeping, and they wonder why they're miserable. They wonder why they have problems in their house. They wonder why they cannot taste the sweetness of happiness. It's simple, brothers and sisters. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tells us the way in His book. If only we reflected upon it and implemented it. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He said, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala describing some of the attributes, the excellent qualities of these righteous servants is what? Along with their righteous deeds. They're not amazed by their actions. They're still scared of the hellfire. And they fear the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala al-Jabbar. Along with their righteous deeds. They're not amazed by their actions. They're still scared. Those who say, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Those who say, Oh my Lord, save us from the torment of the hellfire. Verily, the torment and the punishment of the hellfire is something that is always connected to hell. May Allah protect us all from it. إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. Hell is the worst abode and the worst place of residence. May Allah protect us from it. Look, brothers and sisters, these individuals, along with their righteous deeds, along with their righteous actions, they're praying in the night, standing in the night before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with ibadah. Along with the fact that they walk upon the earth with humility, they have humility firstly and foremostly before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When they deal with the creation, they are humble. Along with all of that, they still fear the hellfire. What about those people that disobey Allah day and night? Shouldn't they be more so in their fear? How is it that someone can disobey Allah, laylan wa nahara, day and night, and walk around like everything is cool? Everything is jayid. It's not jayid. If you're walking around and you think that way, that's istidraj. That individual is being led progressively to the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah protect us from that. Allah said about these righteous servants, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Oh Allah, avert from us, save us from the punishment of the hellfire. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Because the punishment of hell is always connected to hell. It's never going to depart from it. إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. It's the most evil of abodes and place of residence. Likewise, brothers and sisters, from the attributes of these righteous servants, may Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to resemble them and strive to be like them. No, not striving to be like rappers and movie stars, striving to be like the happiest people in the dunya and the happiest people in the akhirah. from their qualities is what? وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. Those individuals, when they spend, they do not spend extravagantly and they are not miserly. They're in between the two extremes. They fulfill the obligations. They take care of their families. No, brothers and sisters, in order for us to be happy, no, it's not that the husband, he sits at home with his feet on the table watching TV and the wife is out working. That's not the way to happiness. This is the way to happiness for the individual and the society. He's at home chilling, relaxing, and his wife is at work. And you expect to be happy and have tranquility in your house? What planet are you living on? When they spend upon the obligations, their wives, upon their children. They don't have any problem with that. It's easy because it's wajib. And also, they spend upon that which is recommended. When they're called to spend for the sake of Allah, it's easy for them. And they're moderate between the two extremes. They're not extravagant and they are not mother. They are not miserly and stingy. But what about our time, brothers and sisters? People find it easy to travel, wal-iyadu billah, to Las Vegas or to travel to Hollywood or to go and watch a fight and spend thousands and thousands of dollars or to impress somebody. Easy. But look how difficult it is for that individual to spend upon good. Likewise, brothers and sisters, from the attributes of these righteous people, the happiest people on the earth, the happiest people in the hereafter is what? They are people of Tawheed. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Allah describes them with staying away from the major sins. And specifically three are mentioned. Shirk, which is the greatest crime. And if a person dies upon it, they will not be forgiven. If they die upon major shirk, may Allah protect us from that. So in order to be happy and successful fi dunya wal akhirah, you have to be upon tawheed. The servants of Allah, the righteous servants that Allah honored in these ayat, they do not supplicate to others besides Allah. They do not supplicate to others besides Allah Azza wa Jal. They worship Allah alone with all of their forms of worship. Ad-du'a wal-khawf wal-raja wal-tawakkul ila akhiriha. They single out Allah with their supplication, with their sacrifice, with their vows, with their fear, with their reliance on all forms of worship. And they do not murder. They do not murder. We know that those sins that are lesser than shirk are tahta mashi'atillah, but these are three of the greatest sins. Shirk, murder, and fornication. Shirk, murder, and fornication. Shirk, murder, and fornication. In order to be happy, a person has to be upon tawheed. In order to be happy, your hands have to be clean of any blood that Allah Azza wa Jal forbade you from and prohibited for you. In order for you to be happy, you have to stay away from a zina, wala yaznoon, and they do not fornicate. That's for the success of the individual and the community. Because if a person does any of that, what does Allah say? وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. Because whoever does that, he will be met with the punishment of that crime. May Allah protect us from it. Listen what Allah says. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And his punishment will be multiplied on the day of resurrection. وَيُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. And that's where he will abide in disgrace. That's why the servants of Allah, those righteous servants who are upon tawheed, who are upon obedience, alhamdulillah, they do not shed the blood of anyone that Allah has forbidden. They are the happiest people in the earth and the happiest people in the akhirah. Those people that disobey Allah with these sins, you notice that they are miserable and they are wretched. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. That is why, brothers and sisters, any khariji, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's Shabab, whether it's ISIS or ISIL, they are wretched individuals. And they are not from the righteous servants of Allah. Because to be a righteous servant of Allah, what does Allah say? وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. They do not supplicate to others besides Allah. They do not murder people that Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden them from shedding their blood. And they do not fornicate. Whoever does that will receive the sin and the punishment of those things. Think about that, brothers and sisters. Ibad al-Rahman, the servants, the righteous servants of Allah. Do we want to be like them? Do we want to imitate them? Do we want to receive what they receive? Or do we want to be like Mike? Or do we want to be like the rapper that we see, wal-iyadu billah, that the shaitan has put forward to misguide the people? Who do you want to be like? Let's make up our mind before it's too late. For the Muslim Sunni, it's easy. The jawab should be easy. I want to imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to imitate the Anbiya and the Rusul. After that, I want to imitate the noble companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to imitate Abu Bakr. I want to be like Abu Bakr. I want to be like Umar. I want to be like Uthman. I want to be like Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. I want to be like the Sahaba. If you're a woman, I want to be like Khadija. I want to be like Aisha. I want to be like Zainab. I want to be like Fatima. No, you shouldn't want to be like Hollywood housewives. Because in reality, as we said, they are the most miserable of the people. Even though they beautify themselves with makeup and all types of frivolities, and in reality it's a mirage, them individuals are the most miserable of the people. And the proof of that, go and just, all you have to do is do a bit of investigation. Go and see who's in the depression clinics. Go and see who are in the rehabilitation, the drug clinics. Go and see their bills. Investigate how many psychiatrists and therapists that they have to visit, because they're miserable. Brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, Allah makes it easy for us. وَعِبَادَ الرَّحْمَنَ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. The righteous servants of Allah, they are those who walk upon the earth with humility. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمَ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when the ignorant people try and address them with their foolishness, they respond with mild words. They fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So if they're insulted, they don't start fighting like they have no sense. They are patient, walillah alham, and they respond in the Islamic way. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ. They are those individuals. They spend the night doing what? وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Standing before Allah in prayer and likewise in prostration. These righteous servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ. They say, oh our Lord, save us, protect us from the punishment of the hellfire. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Brothers and sisters, Allah تبارك وتعالى mentions the path of these righteous servants. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. And likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal, He encourages the servants of Allah to rush to repentance if they fall into any form of disobedience. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, Illa man tab, except for the one who repents. So remember the ayat, the siyaq, the order of these verses. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He said, and the punishment for these crimes and these sins will be multiplied on the day of resurrection. Illa man tab, except for the one who repents. It's never too late, brothers and sisters. As long as somebody is alive, alhamdulillah, and tawbah is accepted, wallahalham, during that period, it's not too late. Illa man taba wa amana, and they believe, wa amila amalan saliha, and they perform righteous deeds. Listen to what Allah says about these individuals, brothers and sisters. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ Allah will exchange their evil deeds and make them good deeds. Subhanallah. Look at the rahmah of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah will exchange and change their evil deeds and make them good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا And Allah is the most forgiving. And Allah is the most merciful. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا Then Allah Azza wa Jal, He continues, brothers and sisters, to describe the attributes of these righteous servants. From the attributes, and ikhwan, this is serious because, again, listen, we're going to hear about the attributes of these righteous servants, the happiest people on the earth, the happiest people in the hereafter. These are their attributes. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He said, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ From the attributes of these righteous servants, they do not witness any falsehood. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا And if they pass by evil, they pass by evil with dignity. You don't find these individuals, mother, hanging out all night at places that they shouldn't be at. You don't find these individuals sitting with the people of falsehood and misguidance. You don't find these individuals sitting and mixing as friends with the people of innovation and misguidance. You don't find them. Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ They don't witness any falsehood. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا And if they pass by evil, they pass by with dignity. They pass by with dignity. Allah Azza wa Jal, He continued to describe the attributes of these righteous servants, the happiest people on earth. He said concerning them, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ Those when they are reminded with the ayat of their Lord, the ayat of their Lord, لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا They do not meet these ayat with deafness and blindness. Meaning what? These individuals, when they hear the ayat of the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what do they do? They pay attention. They don't sleep. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا When they are reminded with the ayat of Allah, they do not meet that with blindness and with deafness. That's the kuffar that do those type of things. May Allah protect us from that. As for the believers, with complete iman, then they focus and they benefit with the utmost benefit. The sahaba, we have many examples. One ayah, it might have changed a person's life. One verse. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues to describe the attributes of the happiest people on earth, the happiest people of the hereafter. Who are they? وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. They say, oh our Lord, grant us and bless us from our wives and our offspring and make them the comfort of our eyes. Make our wives and our offspring, our children, the comfort of our eyes and make us an example for the righteous. Brothers and sisters, Al-Hasan Al-Basri, he mentions that when the believer sees his wife is righteous or they see their children to be righteous, there's nothing more comforting and cooling to their eyes. Not $1 million, not $1 trillion, not $1 billion. There's nothing more cooling to their eyes. But brothers and sisters, in order to be like that, we have to be with our children and be patient with our children and be patient with our families. Not marry today, divorce tomorrow. Marry the next day, divorce after that. Have a child and then leave. Have another child and then leave. Have another child and then leave. No, that's not the way. Where'd you get that from? That is not the way. Yes. The correct way is what? Look what Allah said about the righteous servants. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ Those who say, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا Oh Allah, give us from our children. Give us wives and children that are the comfort of our eyes. Because that means something to them. Family is important to them. Not these backstreet marriages with no guardians, no witnesses, and nobody knows who done the nikah. That's not the way. Brothers and sisters, the path of the righteous is made clear. The happiest people on earth, their path has been made clear. We follow the way of the Salaf aqidatan, in creed, in manhaj, in ibadah, in muamala, in character, and so on and so forth. Let's go back and see how the Salaf, they dealt with their families. Not that you have a child and you leave that child alone. You don't maintain that child. You have no contact with that child. You don't even care what happens to that child. Wal-iyadu billah. Even animals are better than that. When a cat has babies, kittens, she tries her best to take care of those babies. Likewise, brothers and sisters. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he tells us about the reward. These righteous servants, these people who have these qualities. This is what it's about, brothers and sisters. This struggle. We are here today because, alhamdulillah, we hope for the mercy of Allah and we fear His punishment. We desire paradise and we want to run away from the hellfire. It's about that, brothers and sisters. That's what it's about. This struggle, this battle, it's about that. Because we want paradise and we want to run away from the hellfire. And Allah tells us the reward for these righteous servants, the best men on earth, the best women on earth. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He said, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا Look at this verse. These individuals, they will have the highest places in paradise because of their patience. Who said it's going to be easy? Who said it's going to be a smooth path? Who said it's going to be smooth and you're not going to slip? But when we slip, we get back up. And we come back to that which is correct. Because the reward in the hereafter is great. Allah tells us, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا Those individuals, they will be rewarded with the highest stations in paradise. وَيُلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا And in paradise, they will receive greetings and salam and peace and tranquility. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He said, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا That's where they will reside forever. حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًا وَمُقَامًا And that's the best place. The best abode, the best place of residence that will last forever. That's the struggle, brothers and sisters. And paradise and the hellfire is closer to us as كَمَا يَعْنِي دَائِمًا نُكَرِّرْ وَنَقُولْ than the laces on our shoes. Only thing that separates us from that is death. The people of Tawheed will be in Jannah. The people of Shirk will be in the hellfire forever. Naam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us Jannah. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from those individuals that strive to be like the righteous servants of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to purify our hearts of any evils and pollutants.